Welcome to On the Record with Tiffany and Kevin, powered by Texas Kidney Foundation, where we are unapologetically patient first and building coalitions with others to address kidney health for all. And we're back for another fun episode of On the Record with Tiffany and Kevin. And y'all know why it's going to be super fun today? Because Kevin's not here and it's just me. So I don't have anybody telling me what to say or what to do. Going ratchet it down, Tiffany. Don't be so in your face, Tiffany. Tiffany, you just have to be calmer. Well, it's over with. The reign of terror has ended. It's just me. And y'all.
Let them know you know how to do this. Let them know you got this then. There you go. Let them know you got this, girl.
Sure. We're here on my favorite station here in San Antonio. There's always something good to make you debate and talk here on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. And we're here to be the voice for people of color. And we just hit it straight, no chaser, and we talk about kidney disease and healthcare and what's going on with us. So let's talk about what's going on with us. I have two amazing guests, national advocate, comedian, actor extraordinaire, Reginald Ballard, and friend of mine whom I absolutely love. And love your wife. I just think the two of you are awesome. And then my other friend, Latrice Light, an advocate for pancreas transplant. But she's overall an advocate for transplant patients, period. And just out there in these streets, just like we are, talking to people about kidney disease, talking to people about the importance of transplantation, and busting up myths that shouldn't be out there. So welcome, and let's get to it.
She got a little change going on right now. See, girl, you went to the bleach blonde. Go ahead, girl.
I did.
You give a black man two options right there, girl. sometimes we feel like we with Becky, and then we with Keyquasha. It all depends on the position.
You got to keep that spark in it.
That's right. You look good.
Thank you. As both of you as well.
Well, I was sitting here looking at what's been going on in the kidney world. And so immediately I saw Honor the Gift. And what the team over at Honor the Gift has been doing, because I just love that group of advocates. They have been standing in the gap for us with Medicare. Now, can you tell us how that went? Because you just got back from D.C. on December, what? You went December 4th through 6th?
Through the 6th, yes. So, oh my gosh, it was such a beautiful event. So total, there's about 17 of us nonprofit organizations that have come together, including yourself. And this particular turnout was way more than that. So there were like hundreds of people there. We marched from the hotel. If you're familiar with Washington, D.C., LaFont Plaza, we marched about 2 miles to get to the Capitol. And then once on the Capitol, we broke up into groups and met with different senators and Congress people. There was also a press conference at 2 o'clock. Albie Shore was pretty much like the main speaker of the day. He was actually there the entire time, the 4th through the 6th. Very open with his story, his testimony, very spiritual. Just an all-around people person. But outside of him, just the different groups that were there and how unique different stories were. We met a young lady, African-American, who had a kidney transplant, heart transplant. She's now back on the list for a kidney. I mean, just the stories that were there. There was also a couple from Annapolis, Maryland, who had kidney transplant. The husband gave his kidney to his wife, and they were not yet a month in, and they were there, walked with us, protested, was on the Capitol. I mean, they, the whole day. So we spent from, we started at about 9 o'clock, and we were finished about 4:35 o'clock.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, because Abby, sure had a liver transplant, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's doing good now.
He's doing really good. Of course, all of that walking took a lot out of everybody. And he's,
right. That's a long
just
one.
Coming up on a year in. So he was, mm-hmm. you know, a little weak and tired, like most of us. But yeah, right. Everybody was in it for the long haul. We were all there. Albie Shore had Reverend Al Sharpton. He put him in. Mm-hmm. He's just one of those people that are pulling people in regards to this cause for a non-invasive right. testing. So
That's great.
tell us what, for our listeners, mm-hmm. what you are advocating for. Because you mentioned non-invasive testing, but let's talk yes. about MolDX and the non-invasive testing that they are trying to stand in between us.
So Medicare and Medicaid are the primary in regards to this. And Honor the Gift came together in regards to trying to get the government to approve it again. So there's some type of lapse from what they're saying. They're saying in 2017-18, it was approved. The non-invasive testing was approved, which is just blood work. So instead of doing mm-hmm. a biopsy or having to have a biopsy because something is going on with the organ, they can do blood work to find out what's going on instead of doing the biopsy, which everybody knows a biopsy is another incision, and they've gone in and they're taking a piece of the organ. And the more they have to do it, the more damage you're doing to your body and that organ. So non-invasive testing is just literally blood work. It's just a valve that we're going with your other valves and sent off to the lab to find out what the results are in regards to the organ and the state that it's in. So
the cost differentiation between the two is exponentially different, because non-invasive testing, it's just one more vial of blood.
Yes.
For most transplant patients, on the blood draw that you're already doing. You're already doing blood work, and this mm-hmm. is just one more vial of blood that's being taken. Far exactly. less traumatic situation as opposed to a biopsy. And then the cost differentiation. For kidney patients, it's about $10,000 or more for a biopsy. For the non-invasive tests, you're talking about a $2,000 test. And you don't have all of these risk factors that accompany a biopsy.
Correct.
So
it's not just the incision for the biopsy and taking a piece of the organ. You also have to go through the healing process. You got to make sure it's yes. not infected and all that stuff that comes along with, as Tiffany said, along with the healing of it.
It doesn't. Right. It doesn't seem to make sense to make a decision like that. You know, certainly not in terms of a patient and their doctor, because this really is getting in between a patient and their doctor, because those particular tests are done often because the most important part of what's going on with a transplant is that your graft takes and remains, and that you're not going through the possibility of rejection. Those tests are telling you that, you know, they can detect early. They are a part of early detection of something going wrong with your graft. And they're even more accurate in some cases, according to the medical professionals, than a biopsy. It's just a really good way for them to see it. And they use it sometimes because a person, like something as simple as a cold, can take you down a bad road if you're a transplant patient. So whether you're kidney, liver, pancreas, lungs, I know they don't have tests yet for the pancreas, but they're developing them. Mm-hmm. Tests like this are very important. Yes. Because that's a very simple thing for your doctor to do to make sure that Reg is okay, that you're okay, that their mm-hmm. patients are okay. When you have somebody come in and say, hey, you can't give these tests, or you can only give two of them a year. If Reg gets five colds a year, I want him to have five tests a year. If he needs 10 mm-hmm. tests a year, I want him to have 10 tests a year. Because his life matters. And the quality of his life matters. So I'm not down with this idea that some bean counter gets to come in and say, well, we want to keep the Medicare trust big, so we're not going to allow Reg to have the test that he needs. And we're going to say, well, Dr. Johnson, you can't give Reg those tests.
And that's exactly what it is. So MolDX is saying, we've already approved for these tests to be done. But then when the doctors fill out the information, it's not being paid for. So they're like, no, it's got to kind of pause right there until we get a definite stamp that, yes, this is approved. We can go ahead and send everything through. They're pretty much getting like pinged back when these tests are being requested. So once again, it's almost like tennis. It's just back and forth. MolDX is saying, yeah, we did. And then it's coming back like, no, you didn't. So it's right now we're in the middle of that tennis match.
And the people that are in the middle of this are the patients.
Correct.
Especially the patients who can't afford to go and get and just pay for the test, or who don't have a supplemental insurance that will then come in and pick up what isn't being covered.
Yes.
So
we have to take a lot of tests, because one thing about transplant patients, you know, we're already on the drugs that lowers your immune system anyway. So we have to get tested pretty often because of, like you said, we got a cold or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, it could be more detrimental for us than a regular person, because like I say, we don't have the, you know, immune system is not as strong because of the meds that you're on, you know, so.
It's so, you know, the gift of life. I love the name of our coalition, Honor the Gift, because it is literally the gift of life. Like, mm-hmm. I have not met a transplant patient that wasn't completely rejuvenated after they received a new kidney or a new liver. I mean, they're just so physically, physiologically better. They look better. They feel better. They have more energy, you know, and it is a second lease on life. So it's like, okay, who would even think about risking that? Because none of the patients mm-hmm. would. Every patient, the patients do not want to do anything to risk losing their kidney or losing their liver
right.
again.
Any of their organs, right?
And this
yeah.
idea,
yeah, right.
this idea that we just have all these patients that are out there willy-nilly just rolling, doing whatever, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's the way, it's the, hey, let's blame them game, because we seem to be down this road in this country where we do all this blaming of other people. Well, kidney patients, transplant patients, I have yet to meet one that wasn't grateful for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. I've yet to meet one that wasn't absolutely excited to do something meaningful. It seems to be one of those things where how you view life completely changes for many. Yeah. Not everybody, but for many. And I can tell you that the notion that our community would be out there just taking advantage of taking tests mm-hmm. for no reason. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It is a childish argument, and it's one that should not be made. And we shouldn't have to march 2 miles. 2 miles is like marching 20 miles for kidney patients. Mm-hmm. So it's a really huge symbolic statement to them, the depths that we're willing to go to in order to bring this to the forefront. And I want to say that y'all saw over 100 legislators and talked to, they went and talked to people. And the only reason why I wasn't with you is because we had experienced 3 deaths in the family, 2 of which were related to kidney disease. One was not. But the one that was not was my cousin, who's, and everybody knows this, I started doing this because I lost family members to rare and chronic kidney diseases. At this point, it's 16 of them, but it's one family in particular, and that was the Browns, my Aunt Lena, Uncle George, 4 of their daughters, and 1 of their granddaughters died from kidney disease. It was failure. It was renal failure. Well, their daughter, they had 3 daughters that remained, and Linda is the remaining one of their remaining daughters. Linda's son died. And when he did, she had a stroke leaving the funeral. And so for me, everything stopped, and I went to go see about my family, you know. But otherwise, I would have been right there with you.
Yeah, I know you would have. I remember
shutting it down, girl.
I called the check, and you told me everything. So I'm so sorry again for your loss.
But you know what? Yeah. I say that to say that, you know, I don't think that anything happens to us. Everything happens for us. That's the reason why I'm always out front, because somebody, what I represent is not the person that's going to get the transplant. I represent all of those people that didn't get one. Mm-hmm. All of those people that died waiting to get one. That's why I know that A, it's the gift of life. It is. Because we've had so much loss of life, I know exactly what it is and what it means. And for somebody to even think that we're going to just lay down and let them come in and risk that. You know, when I was down, and I know so many other people who are the same way, one of the things that I did to lift me back up was look at comedians. If Reg, and he's one of the ones that I watch, The Martin Show, all the time. I mean, if I'm having a bad day, I see you during all my bad days, Reginald, because I go look at those old episodes. Yeah. I go look at Bernie Mac. So what if Reg didn't exist? What if he didn't get that transplant?
You don't know.
You know, this kind of nonsense, they're interfering with, they don't know the ripple effect of the lives of the people that they are interfering
with. That's right.
Mm-hmm. To think that they can just make a decision solely based on money or whatever is the catalyst for this,
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to walk away, well, that's not going to happen.
At all. Right. No, it's not. Right.
That's not going to happen. This is the 1920. We've got all kinds of media and ways to come out.
Everybody
and say,
watching.
You know, that people's lives are important, and the quality of life is important to in any way, even if you know, they love to come and argue semantics. Oh, that's nobody's going to die from not taking these tests. You cannot tell me and put a value on the quality of life that comes with a transplant. When you sit down and look at that, and just look at, they should be ashamed of themselves. They're not going to win this fight.
We're not going to give up. That's right.
Nobody's going away. We're not going quietly into the night. We're going to fight on this front and on many other fronts. One of the things that we have to have is transparency. And this is yet another example of why transparency is so important. Because we haven't seen that in healthcare. I mean, how many times do people show up to the hospital? And one of the fears that we run into all the time with the population that we serve with the Texas Kidney Foundation is we run into people who are afraid to go to the hospital. They're afraid to go to the doctor because they don't know what the bill is going to be.
That's been going on, especially in Black communities. That's been going on for many, many, many years. We don't go unless it's during the your brain's got to be halfway hanging out your head for your mother and your grandmother to take you to the doctor when you're playing outside because they're like, that's going to cost a whole lot of money.
Yep, they're going to put some Robitussin on it or something. Like,
Duct tape it. And then they brainwash you in the bitch. That baby ain't gonna cry.
He's strong.
Your brain's hanging out.
Come on, little man, you can do it. You know, but it's sad, you know.
That's true.
But that's a very true, like, people are afraid to go. Yeah. They don't know what they're up against. And then we see that economically everything is so much more expensive now. So food, which is the real medicine, food is your best medicine when it comes down to improving your health. But so often it's a choice between food and medicine. Like we've run into that over and over again. It's why we work with the Kingdom Healthcare System, because we have these wonderful doctors that we get to engage with. But they also will do things for us, like if a person already has a prescription, they will write the refill for the prescription. They give exams. We do a clinic with them once a month at the end of the month. And, you know, and I say this often, you know, about Reg, and I'm gonna wrap up. But the thing I wanted to tell everybody about Reginald is that he's always talking about Texas Kidney Foundation, and we have seen so much traffic. So we went from having 3,700 people come to our site, our website monthly, to having 37,000, and that is.
Oh, wow.
Huge.
That's
a significant increase.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we credit that to Mr. Ballard here, because he's using his platform. And that's why I think one of the most important things that you do is your advocacy work. And you will be known long after this because of that.
Yeah,
because people
know my story. They know my story.
They know your story, and they know you're telling the truth. You're a truthful person. Reg, they got a whole lot of people that's not.
I already know that. You know, and that's the only way to get it. You know, you have to speak things so that people can understand, you know, where it is that you've been, you know. People see you on TV and they think, you know, you're above this. You're not. It's like whatever we do it for a purpose. It's like, well, what you do in your business, what you do, you know, it's to survive and to take care of families and to take care of ourselves. And they don't understand that, you know, we have problems too. You know, we have problems, you know, kidney problems, heart issues and all kind of stuff. And, you know, ain't nobody immune from this.
Yeah, because so we're all eating the same food. It's the food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're on that same chain, that same life. So it's like, you know, one thing you have to do, you have to acquire the information. And in order to do that, we have to provide it for people.
Exactly.
So that people will understand, look, you have somebody to help you out. And, you know, there'd be a lot of people come up to me at my shows and ask me about, you know, they tell me, say, yeah, you know, I have kidney problems. I have to get a transplant, you know, and I don't know how to do it. I can't find a match and blah, blah, blah. And you got to tell them, hey, you know, it's hope, because you don't need a match. You know, you just need a willing body. That's it. So, you know, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
You've been listening to On the Record with Tiffany and Kevin. No Kevin today. It's just me. So.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in just a moment. We are doing a special campaign at Texas Kidney Foundation to get your kidneys checked. It is called Silent But Deadly, because kidney disease is a silent but deadly killer. And we need you to go to our website, silentbutdeadly.org. Take a 12-question test, and we will send you a kit to your house. Get your kidneys checked at silentbutdeadly.org. And we're back with On the Record with Tiffany and Kevin and my wonderful special guest, Mr. Reginald Ballard of Stage and Screen. Martin and the Bernie Mac Show. I always say those two because that's my two favorites. But
yeah.
I bet that's everybody's cool. favorite. I'm sure people are always coming up to you talking about sandwiches and
always,
fifth floor.
Always. I can't live it down. Can't live that one down, buddy. All the stuff I've done, that's the one that can't live down.
I know people walk up to you, fifth floor with the four fingers up. I wanted to do it when I first met you, but I didn't do it.
Airports, yeah. Airports all the time, man. It's like, bruh, man. And they never just say, bruh, man. They always say, bruh, man, feel float. They always got to put that on.
That's the whole name, bruh, man.
Like, they might be talking to another bruh, man, that's walking by.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. But
like, cool. There are like five or six of them in the room. They just want to differentiate.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my other friend, Latrice Light, and she is a shining light. So Latrice has been telling us all about what went on with Honor the Gift. And that really leads us to, you know, we were talking about transparency. Transparency in healthcare. And we've had so many conversations about this as, you know, as a coalition with Honor the Gift over, I'd say, the last time when we ran roughshod on these fools out there in these streets in the 116th Congress and got the immunosuppressant bill passed. And now we're going after this. You know, we came to win. And we want to say thank you to one of the docs that was involved in Honor the Gift and that really stood with the team there. You want to talk about it, Latrice?
So, yes, I definitely want to give a shout out to Dr. Albert Hicks. He is a cardiac surgeon at University of Maryland in Baltimore, and he was the surgeon that stood with us to talk about how important it was for us to be able to have non-invasive testing. Not only does it help the patients, but it also helps the doctors in their decision and what they need to do next in order to help the patient. So shout out to Dr. Hicks. Really appreciated him for being there and standing with
Hicks.
Us.
That's what's up. All right.
You know, Dr. Hicks, you're doing something very special because, you know, the Texas Kidney Foundation just recently got funded by the National Institute of Health. We put forth a fellow, and she's amazing. Her name is Dr. Adetone Musa. And what our test is that we're looking at is that cardiometabolic through line that exists in kidney patients. And it's something that cardiometabolic piece is so important. And I always love seeing cardiologists come out with us in terms of kidney patients, lung, pancreas, because they're, you know, your heart is so very important to your survival. And anytime you have an organ that is not functioning well, your heart's going to be taxed. You know, so the cardiologists are literally a lifeline for us as much as any nephrologist is, because your cardiologist is, most people who have kidney disease actually die from a heart attack. They don't, you know, it's how they die is a cardiac infarction. So it's very important, that cardiometabolic piece. So thank you. Thank you, Doc. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
I saw you had some other people, some other doctors there too. Were some of your...
So many people there.
There were 130
people. I remember him because he was like right there with us. So we were split up into groups according to your state. Mm-hmm. So all of the Maryland people were together, like all Texas people would be together. They kind of broke it up like that. New York and New Jersey, they were together. So I remember Dr. Hicks because he was a part of our group. But there, yes, there were other doctors that were there as well. Albie Shore would be based in New York, and he brought his doctor with him. So there were a lot of doctors that were there. But Dr. Hicks is one that actually did the press conference and spoke. And during the press conference, expressed how important it was. And then when we met with our congressman, he also expressed there as well. So Dr. Hicks was one that actually spoke out.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hicks, for putting your face out there for us, because that's a big step. Medicare can make your life difficult. you know, it got a lot of power. So for Dr. Hicks to stand up and just say, hey, no, I don't think this is right. That's right. Whenever you see a medical professional doing that, that's a big deal. It's a big deal for them to take a stand like that. Yeah. So, you know, we need to be giving those guys that are willing to put their name out there and that aren't just trying to figure out what new value-based thing they can do. You know, when they're willing to actually do something for patients that does not include that's just for the patients. It's not, hey, if I'll do this only if I get compensated. I'm always thrilled to see a doctor step out and do something based on humanitarian efforts and not not motivated by something else.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, that makes you want to just go give them a little neck hug. If we did that anymore, I do fist bumps. I ain't trying to hug necks or eat potluck.
Yeah.
I don't deal with no potluck. After that show Hoarders came out, I get
you bring your own dish and you eat from your own dish that you bring.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-mm.
But right. Anyway. Pull it out your purse.
I'll throw
my own.
Yeah.
Here go my dish right here. You just stay right by your stuff. That's easy to do that. She had one not too long ago. She like, yeah, I ate what I brought.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly what I do when I have to go to something like that. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about transplantation and what Texas Kidney Foundation is doing, because I am super excited about it. So what we have going is we were thinking about, okay, what can we, you know, we do our planning 5 years at a time. So the pandemic kind of threw a little monkey wrench into things for us. So we have a 7-year plan, and we will be premiering what our goals are over the next 7 years at our event on January 23rd. And our event is called Knowledge to Action, Advancing Optimum Transplant Opportunities. And what we're going to be talking about is pair donation. because a lot of people don't know what the options are, and that there's even such a thing as paired donation. Yeah. It's such an important way that a person can get a kidney. The numbers in terms of the National Kidney Registry, what they can do is phenomenal. I mean, it's all way over my head when it comes down to how they do the algorithms and all that stuff. But we will have the National Kidney Registry there, and they will be speaking. We have the Mexican consulate. They joined with us. Now, we've been working with the Mexican consulate, and what we do is we offer free screenings there, and we help the immigrants that are here not manage their health care through the emergency rooms. That's the cost of health care being managed through the emergency rooms is three times the cost of going to a doctor. And so, and not to mention, it's not the same quality as having someone who knows you and knows what your case is and is keeping up with you year to year, or every 6 months. However often you're going, so we've been doing that for a few years now, and they just recently honored Texas Kidney Foundation for the work that we do with their population. And so we're going to be partnering with them to offer this, not to offer two training items, and that's two Emmy Award-winning docu-series, one aimed at the Spanish-speaking community and the other at the African-American community. So we are super thrilled, and it's, you know, all about transplantation. We're thrilled to be able to
do
it. Yeah, you know, I mean, I say this all the time, God is good. He brought me some real angels, some real earth angels. And Reginald is one of them. Vance is the behind-the-scenes one. Because he's always doing something really, really good for other people. Yeah. And there are people that are doing amazing things that nobody knows. You know, their hands are on everything, and nobody knows them. And I would say that Vance is one of those people. You know, his hand is in a lot of things. Yeah. He's the person. He's the most known unknown person.
Right.
Like, we all know him, but not everybody else knows him.
Yeah.
You know? So I've been blessed to have people like that come into my life and, you know, make introductions. It's just been good. And we've been able to do a lot of things that I wouldn't have expected. I wouldn't have even dreamt that we were going to do. And this is one of them. And I love this program. I like both of them because that, I really feel like knowledge, and that's why we named it Knowledge to Action, because we see a lot of studies, good studies, that are done on what can be done for patients. But what we don't see is that work being translated into actual programs and actually administered in communities. And that is what we have done. So we've screened over 20,000 people. We have identified kidney disease in 36% of them, a little bit over 36% of them. And we have been fortunate enough to have great people that we worked with. So when we developed the plan to screen people, we also looked at, okay, we want to be able to give some next steps. Like, where are we, once we identify this, what do we do next? So we came up with an entire plan on what to do next. And now we're starting to see people come back to us who have followed our plan, and they have gotten their cholesterol down, gotten their diabetes under control, lost weight. And so we've got these great testimonials on the early detection side, the early disease detection side, and we also have great testimonials on the transplantation side, helping people to traverse this process so that they can get to where they need to go, and really being a bridge between them and the medical community, because often it's a breakdown in communication. So for us, making sure that you have the tools, that the people that we serve have the tools that they need, that they have somebody to hold their hand if they need that, to talk to those medical professionals. We were just doing that very thing with the lady that has calciphylaxis, and just getting her to where she needed to go, and she needed to be hospitalized. And we helped her to understand what was going on and helped them to understand what was going on. You know?
Right.
It's that stuff that we've been able to do. And one of the things that we're doing here with our program is we're going to educate, and we're also going to have a panel and bring in transplant experts and let them talk about what you need to do, because each transplant program is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is from the top, talking with the National Kidney Registry. They can explain to you what paired donation is, the importance of paired donation and what it does, and the difference between an internal paired donation program and their national program, because there are internal paired donation databases at various transplant units, and that's a different model than a national database. The national database has better numbers in terms of how many months it takes, how many years it takes to get a kidney. So there will be all of that. And then we have transplant recipients who will be there. And this is really about educating the educators. So this whole program is around the first step of it, which is the kickoff on the 23rd of January. It's about teaching our leaders at all levels, so from legislators to community leaders to the church lady that is in charge of her whole diocese, you know, that does all of the coordination for healthcare there. We're teaching them what paired donation is, what that option looks like, and what it does for kidney patients, and how you get there. And so we are super excited about it.
Yeah, sounds good. It sounds like it'll be a good turnout.
Yeah.
Really,
I'm a proud of the parent. Yeah. I'm a proud of them. So I know how paired kidney. I know all about that, man. So,
and that's what we were gonna call. We were gonna call you offline and ask you to come and do it. Because
I know all about that.
We're having it during Dream Week. We're having it during Dream Week. That is when we do this big celebration here in San Antonio, and it is this one is about, the theme is compassion, and it's all about Martin Luther King Jr. and how do we manifest that? How do we manifest his dream for this nation? And this is how we're manifesting it. And that is perfect for you to be there, Reginald, because Reg, Kevin is always like, you always call him Reginald. it's just Reg.
Yeah, that's what she called me all the time, too. So.
But it's the reason why I really want you there is because I feel like this is what MLK meant, is for us to be able to lead and lead our community in what they need, but also to embrace other communities. You know, so that's one of the reasons why we're partnering with the Mexican consulate, because that's what we do every day. And I would say in terms of of Black people, we have always been quick to embrace and mm-hmm. slow to shun. We have been very open to others. And so this to me, us bringing the transparency mm-hmm. to transplant is appropriate, you know, because we're the people that have received the least amount of transparency when it comes down to, you know, what I find interesting about our healthcare system is that it's not transparent, and yet at the same time, it's equally as difficult on the doctors as it is on the patients, because the way it's all kind of set up, even when like what we're dealing with MolDX, when a doctor, you got great doctors trying to do the right thing, trying to give you the best care, and they're being hamstringed. You know,
I mean,
it's like everybody all the way around is kind of hamstringed and pitted against each other. And we're like, no, this is going to stop. What we're going to do is shine a light on all of it and help our patients and practitioners work together.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's literally what it's about.
Perfect, right? That's perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
It's literally
I wish you were here in the DMV area.
What did you say?
Yeah.
I said, I wish you were here in the DMV area.
I know. I know. You know, I love the idea of us and who we are as Black people, as Texans. You know, I know you living in California, Ridge, but you still Texan.
Oh, I'm a Texan dog, all the way. I just bought me needed some Whataburger pajamas, so I'm Texas all the way.
Exactly. You know, and I think I love how open we always are, and that a lot of great things came from right here. So when I think about transparency in healthcare, I know that as Texas goes, so too goes the rest of the United States. So I treat Texas running kidneys in Texas because, yes, I don't care what the doctors have to say. When it comes down to nonprofits and kidneys, I'm one of the leaders in the great state of Texas. And I always treat the Texas Kidney Foundation like we are running programs in a nation, because we are the 7th largest economy in the world. So when we're looking at stuff, I think about it in terms of scalability. Can we scale it up? Can we scale it down? If we're in a place where they don't have X, what can we do? That's why we use creatinine statin meters, because they can be used all over the world, and they are used all over the world. You know, that's why we work with the companies that we work with to do the work that we're doing in terms of early detection of the disease, is so that what we create, because we create models that can be duplicated. The latest model that's being duplicated, and I'm very proud of it, was our at-home test kits coupled with telemedicine. Signify Health has picked that up. They've mirrored that model, and they started doing at-home test kits coupled with telemedicine to provide access to care as of August 1st. And that's being done in Texas, beginning in our great state, and to the rest of their service area. So that is 2.6 million people. So remember that, Reg, what started off with us talking to people about those little at-home test kits, we were just doing that with the FDA. Yes. You know, remember when we were doing that? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That went from getting FDA approval to people, 2.6 million people. Is that everybody in the United States? No. Is that the first time we've ever seen that happen in the United States? Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm very proud that our Black faces were the ones who was coming up with that.
And
anybody who wants to replay wants to replay me saying that or say something about me saying that, I'm black. I'm proud of my black face, and I'm proud of my black face being at the front of this, and all the other faces that look just like mine that were there.
I should let them know how real this is, because, you know, once you do get the kidney and all your transplants, you have to make sure you follow up every time. It might be uncomfortable for you, but like me right now, I got to go get this blood work done.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm going to have to leave you guys because I got to be at 9:30, get this blood work, But that's the thing, man. You know, once you, it's not something that people should be afraid of. If you know you have to get it, you know, get screened and make sure that you follow up, because it'll prolong your life, man. And if you don't do it, if you're afraid, and you know, some people don't want to get diagnosed with nothing. They like, man, I don't want to go to the doctor. They're going to tell me something I don't want to hear. They might tell you something that you do want to hear, it's very simple. We are a living proof that, transplants work. If you need, you know, Texas Kidney Foundation can help you out, can lead you in the right direction, and
drop the website.
TXKidney.org.
Come check us out. We will be more than happy to help you. Latrice, where can they find you?
I am Shining Lights Inc. So www.shininglightsinc.org, and lights is LYTES.
And thank you, Paige. Thank you, Latrice.
Check out on the
Thank you, guys. All right.
Thank you, Ray.
You guys, take it easy.
Have a great day.
And once again, Dr. Albert Hitch, appreciate you. That's a shout out for him again. All right.
You've been enjoying On the Record with Tiffany. We encourage you to share these stories with friends and family. You can listen to other shows by going to 930amtheanswer.com. And join us next week for On the Record with Tiffany on 930 AM The Answer.
Check us out at On the Record with Tiffany on YouTube. And all you have to do is look up On the Record with Tiffany, and you will get to listen to us talk about freedom, opportunity, growth, and progress. If you like what we're talking about, or if you don't, check us out on YouTube, On the Record with Tiffany, and listen to what we have to say, because we can guarantee you we're going to spark some debate at your house just like at ours.